Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, America. Thank you for tuning in and watching yet another episode of The Savage Truth with your host, me, Cicely Davis. Truly, this needs to be a five-day-a-week show with all that occurs on a daily, on an hourly, minute basis in this country. It's, of course, a presidential election year, and that is to be expected. It's also to be expected more vomiting of the mouth of Uncle Joe. And of course, I'll get to that in a few. As always, I ask, please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Please and thank you. I have thoroughly enjoyed you, your comments, and your listenership and your viewership for the last 48 episodes. So, shall we get into it? Let's do just that. Where do we start? Because I'm more than worn out and quite frankly sick and tired of being sick and tired of these students on college campuses all across the country, bombarding the television, my screen, hearing about it on the news. I'm tired. And don't be fooled, folks, as I'm sure you're not. There aren't just students out there, right? This isn't just students. They're way too organized. When you see the tents, especially the tents, they're all basically of the same color and they're in certain groupings, especially where you see tents and violence and mayhem. There are others in the midst who are paying for the tents and the equipment and all the flags and the overall organization of these so-called protests. The call for the president of Colombia to step down is legit. That absolutely needs to happen. It's the decent thing for her to do, but also because of the complete lack of control and disorder on the campus, considering the history of Colombia. We need to get someone in there who will not tolerate and has a presence that will deter anything like this from happening in the future towards any group. Any group. Now, of course, this is Democrat policy and operation coming back to bite them in the you-know-what. You see, in the summer of 2020, as you all remember, defund the police was adopted. And all the Democrat governors and attorney generals and mayors and congressional leaders and senators were all in on this kind of mayhem. This was all, remember, the summer of love. And we would see, you know, buildings being vandalized and burned. And they would say, peaceful protests here, while we're watching it literally happening in front of our eyes. They were all about it. They were all about DEI. They were all about critical race theory. We had to deal with terms like intersectionality and white fragility and the attempt to make the 1619 Project true. We had to deal with white privilege and, of course, the emboldenment of the trans community. We had to deal with all that. That was the birth of it. But you see, it's election season. Now, I can't blame Soros, can't blame Bill Gates and Antifa and other far-left influencers, other socialists, communists, and Marxists. They are operating as they should. After all, they have made it quite clear. They've been very blunt and very bold about, very upfront and frank about what they are, who they are, and what they believe. The New World Order, they're all about the NWO. No borders. Half the population of the globe should be wiped out, as quoted by Bill Gates. Global currency, Green New Deals to hide their communist plans for a global takeover. Can't blame them. I don't blame them. A dog is a dog. He's going to bark, and he's going to beg for more biscuits. He's going to lick himself and then try to lick you in the mouth. I mean, that's just what a dog is going to do. But all the Democrat wimpy members, those who knew darn well, they knew darn well that defunding the police was going to affect most detrimentally those communities who have the greatest need for protection. This is coming back to hurt them, to haunt them, because now the people see and they want some heads. They're calling for some seats and they're calling for some people to step down and letting them know that they will not be reelecting them into office. They're allowing crime with the crash and grab to go on in department stores and other businesses, okay? Allowing the homeless to wreck cities with pollutants, litter, crime, urine, feces, to wreck neighborhoods and city streets and businesses and public safety and other citizens, making allotment for drug abusers to use in public by providing the very paraphernalia to abuse drugs and to overdose in the streets and die, turning their heads on the erasure of our southern borders, allowing illegal aliens to commit horrendous crimes like murder, vandalism, carjacking, sexual harassment of women and children. We're talking about theft and squatting and all other crimes. And then only to reward them with health care, debit cards, housing, cell phones, coverage and protection in courts for squatting. They illegalize seizure of property, ID cards, etc. And then, of course, asking the illegal residents to take them in and open up their homes. Hey, allow them in illegally. Hey, residents, open up your homes. Let's not send them back. Let's surrender. Open up your homes. Let them in. Send them to the schools that your children attend. Point them in the direction of jobs to obtain. Let men invade all female sports, beauty industry, and military positions. Redefine male and female so as to allow this invasion and erase and corrupt the cornerstone structure of society, the family. This is what they've done. And on and on and on. Now, Democrats, who is actually the Socialist Party today, let's be honest, is worried and have to face the music about what they have started. Some presidents of colleges need to go. A whole lot of politicians need to go, both Democrat and Republican, mind you. And the people need to realign with their power and their voice. It's time for the people to rise again, to really truly understand our power and to unelect and de-seat these leaders who are not doing their jobs. All support, prayer, and praise to Israel. Moving on, Joe Biden out there. Joe Biden is out there on the campaign trail. I guess he's feeling a little bit confident since Donald Trump is tied up in this cold, dank courtroom. By the way, Donald Trump said it's actually really cold in there if you're watching him on his press conferences after these ridiculous court hearings. Joe Biden is out there speaking, and he vomits in his mouth every time, showing everyone every time how ridiculous it is to consider this guy for yet another 4 years and embarrassing those who are trying to get him across the finish line. Joe Biden, another goof up as he reads the script out loud during a speech at a trade union conference in Washington, D.C. this past Wednesday. Biden attended Wednesday's conference to receive an endorsement from the North American Building Trades Union, the NABTU. Biden, reading off a teleprompter, appeared to incorporate script instructions in the middle of his speech, resulting in an awkward applause line. The blunder moment came during a section of his remarks straight out of a campaign stump speech, and I quote, "I see an America where we defend democracy, not diminish it. I see an America where we protect freedoms, not take them away. I see an economy that grows a lot in the bottom up, where the wealthy pay for their fair share so we can have childcare, paid leave, and so much more, and still reduce the federal deficit and increase economic folks." Biden's teleprompter mix-up is only the latest in his long list of verbal bloopers and blunders. He does it all the time. We can count on it, right? Literally place a bet on the fact that if you put this man out and allow him to speak, teleprompter or not, he's going to vomit in the mouth, right? Just on Tuesday, he delivered yet another fodder to conservative commentators by saying he and his party can't be trusted. Now, I actually call that a quintessential Freudian slip, no doubt about it. Biden was speaking at a Florida campaign rally at the time, focusing on abortion in particular. During his critique of Trump's abortion stance, he flipped the tables on himself. "I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? Biden, we got it. Trust me. We understand. We got it. You absolutely cannot be trusted." Audience members could be heard laughing after his comment, but Biden continued, seemingly not noticing the mistake. And why would he? I mean, he's asleep. The man is absolutely senile. Okay. Biden's critics on X had a field day with the gaffe. Some call it a gaffe. With many saying they were surprised to find themselves agreeing with the president for once. I'm not sure, and I'm sure you're not surprised by the goof up. I think the bigger story here is the fact that during the abortion speech, in which he blamed Trump for Florida's upcoming abortion ban and other restrictions across the country, that he made the sign of the cross while talking about abortion. So he's talking about abortion, and he literally makes the sign of a cross. I'm a Christian, and that was very disturbing to me. Now, of course, Joe Biden is seeking to capitalize on the unceasing momentum against abortion restrictions nationwide to not only buoy his re-election bid in battleground states he won in 2020, but also to go on the offensive against Trump in states that the presumptive Republican nominee won 4 years ago. One of those states, of course, is Florida, where Biden lost to Trump by 3.3%. So, this was a campaign event at Hillsborough Community College in Tampa. And as you know, I've talked about how Joe Biden can't run on his issues, so he's going to stress abortion, right? That's all he and Kiki have. That's all he and Kamala actually have. If you've noticed, I got to stop calling her Kiki. Let me go. Sorry. Now, as you know, I've talked about how Joe Biden can't run on the issues. We all know this. So he's going to run and stress abortion. That's all he and Kamala have. And if you notice, they're not even bringing Trump's legal cases up because they know that not only are they bogus, but if they do it, it will only bring Trump more fundraising money and more favor with the American people. So abortion is literally all they have. It's the only peg they have on the game board to play. But Joe was in the epicenter of the latest battle over abortion restrictions. The state's six-week abortion ban is poised to go into effect May 1st at the same time that Florida voters are gearing up for a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. Joe Biden is desperate, okay? Joe Biden is desperate, and this is all he has to secure that undeserved seat in November. And believe me, he doesn't deserve it. I'm pro-life, folks. You all know that. This is an issue, however, that weighs heavily on the hearts of people who are also pro-life on the Republican side. I will always weigh in on the side of life. I will always weigh on the side of life. And I particularly liked what Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley said. As for the most part, Republicans were dismissive of the Biden campaign and the broader Democratic Party's efforts to use abortion as a political cudgel, arguing that other issues will matter more with voters in November. And I agree. We're pretty much dismissive of it. We understand the play that he's making. Okay. Here's, and I quote him, Biden must have forgotten that thousands of Americans have fled from extremist Democrat policies to prosperous and pro-life states like Florida. Absolutely love that sentiment. It keeps us mindful. I think that's a strong indication that come November, people will be more focused on the immediate issues, like the ones that affect their wallets, refrigerators, and gas tanks. Now, allow me to give you some local news, if you will. Here in the mucky blue Smurfville state of Minnesota, just so you can know what's going on here where I live. A Democratic state senator in Minnesota was charged with first-degree burglary on Tuesday after authorities say she broke into her stepmother's house where the lawmaker claimed she was trying to get her late father's belongings, including his ashes. Senator Nicole Mitchell, State Senator Nicole Mitchell, 49, was booked into the Becker County Jail on Monday for a suspected first-degree burglary offense, according to online jail records. A homeowner on the 700 block of Granger Road in Detroit Lakes reported an active burglary to 9/11 around 4:45 a.m., Detroit Police Chief Steve Todd told Fox 9 Minneapolis. During a search of the home, officers found Mitchell dressed. Now, hear me out on this, folks. Okay. Because you have to understand intent, right? This was clearly planned. This was intentional. Officers found Mitchell dressed in black clothing, a black hat, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the station, a flashlight with a sock over it, and a black backpack containing two laptops, a cell phone, a driver's license, Senate identification, and Tupperware. Mitchell allegedly entered through a window and told investigators that she was just trying to get her father's ashes, some photos, a flannel shirt, and other items of sentimental value, as said by the complainant. Mitchell claimed that her stepmother refused to give her those items. And I quote her, "I was just trying to get a couple of things of my dad's because you wouldn't talk to me anymore." This is what she said to her stepmother as police officers placed her under arrest. The complaint stated that one of the laptops found in Mitchell's backpack belonged to her stepmother, who told officers that she did not give it to Mitchell. Mitchell, however, claimed otherwise. Mitchell of Woodbury, Minnesota, represents District 47 since she was elected to the state Senate in 2022. She was previously a meteorologist for KSTV-TV and Minnesota Public Radio, and currently serves as Lieutenant Colonel in the Air National Guard. This is who Democrats choose. These are their leaders. This is who they put up. This is their candidate pool here. Now you fully understand what we're dealing with here in the great state of Minnesota. The Senate Democratic Caucus told the Associated Press in a statement that it's aware of the situation and has no comment pending further information. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson of East Grand Forks released a statement to news outlets saying that he was shocked by the arrest, but did not know any other further details. Here's what Johnson said, and I quote, "The public expects legislators to meet a high standard of conduct. As information comes out, we expect the consequences to meet the actions, but in the court of law and in her role at the legislature." Mitchell's arrest could pose a problem for Democrats who currently hold a one-seat majority in the Senate here in Minnesota with 4 weeks left in the legislative session. No further details about Mitchell's arrest, her relationship, if any, to the homeowner, or what charges she may face were immediately available. Now, as you know, one of the greatest, for reasons I'm not sure of, still is Minnesota is without a doubt one of the Democratic stronghold states. I don't expect much to come of this. I mean, when I talk about the consequences, I mean for Mitchell, but that's politics in Minnesota. That's politics in Minnesota, folks. What a disgrace. So let's bring this to an end. Let's end in a certain way as I move through this blue muck, okay? A note about truthfulness, because when we see an administration that operates on lies, literally to your face, to manipulate the American people, that intimidates whistleblowers, political news networks that fail to report the facts, they fail to provide coverage or even line their networks with those of opposing views so as to offer another perspective, right? Like with the Ronna McDaniel situation, for example. Or when reporters of networks reveal that there are no Republican or conservatives on the staff, professors and those with influence in academia report that rural Americans are predominantly racist, who hate immigrants, and because of their faith are called Christian nationalists now. That's the new term we have to now accept. Or the border is closed, right? The border is closed until Blacks and other groups begin to complain and threaten to not reelect those who have supported this notion of sanctuary cities that have ultimately pushed them out of housing, out of benefits, out of jobs and property with squatting. And I continue on. Bidenomics, right? I don't need to say anything more about that. Just the term Bidenomics, and you get what I mean when I talk about lies. We should end with honesty. As Abe backs me here today, I feel like it's a great way to close. Honest Abe. First, I want to talk about what being truthful actually means. Because there is a distinct difference in being honest and being truthful. Being honest means not telling lies. Being truthful, however, means actually making known the full truth of a matter. There is a distinction. The media today is not truthful. It's the very reason, literally the very reason why I named the show The Savage Truth. Why truth is so important to me and to you and as a society, as a collective. Savage Truth is Joe Biden is neither honest or truthful. And never has been for his entire political career. He never has been. And you know it. And others know it. They knew then and they know now. And yet, people still voted. He remained a career politician as a known, proven, stark, unequivocal liar. So let's look at the ethics, the honesty as defined by Joe Biden. In law school, They caught him plagiarizing, and Joe had to beg not to be expelled after he borrowed 5 pages from a law review article. He had to drop out of the 1988 presidential race because of plagiarism again. This time, he stole pieces from the life story and speech of a British labor leader and passed it on as his own. Wait, so you're telling me someone still reelected him to the Senate after this? Indeed, I am. It's tragically comical, but yes, I am. Someone still voted for this guy after that all came out. The savage truth here is Joe Biden has a problem with ethics and truth and integrity. But let's continue. He claimed he finished at the top of his law school when he finished 76 out of 85, we talked about last episode. That he went to law school on a full scholarship. And the only one in his class, he bragged, when it was only a partial scholarship. He claimed he had 3 degrees from undergraduate school. He only had 2. That they awarded him the outstanding student in the political science department. He received no awards or no honors. He references to his high IQ. He quipped to one of his own reporters in a 1988 presidential run, "I think I have a much higher IQ than you do," before he rattled off his fabricated accomplishments. "My ancestors worked in the coal mines." No, Biden worked in a coal mine. The savage truth is Joe Biden has a problem with the truth. But let's not stop here. It can only get better or worse. His claim of being appointed to the Naval Academy, he wasn't. Claiming in a congressional baseball game that he had hit a ball 368 feet right off the center field wall. Unfortunately, no records exist to document this memorable day for him, but records exist of him striking out twice and hitting a grounder. He claimed he was a professional truck driver when he was talking with a group of truck drivers. You guessed it, he wasn't. He was arrested when marching on civil rights. Arrested in South Africa trying to meet Nelson Mandela, that he was raised in a Puerto Rican community when he was speaking before a group of, yep, you guessed it, Puerto Ricans, about pinning a silver star on a Navy captain. Nope. His confrontation with the infamous gang leader, Corn Pop. We've reached out to Corn Pop, but so far no word from him. The heartwarmer about his riding the Amtrak to visit his dying mother. Half true. She died. Just about any story with an Amtrak in it. Although he loved his baggage handler, George. That's true. That he and Obama didn't lock people up in cages. They absolutely did. Voted against the Iraq War. He didn't. About a fire at his house where everything was ruined and we almost lost a couple of firefighters. It was a small house fire contained in the kitchen and put out in 20 minutes with no injuries. His claim last July was that inflation was 0%. It was at 8.5. We're not in a recession. The border is closed. Oh my God, I'm exhausted. Joe Biden has spent his entire career lying. He lies without reason, pathologically, and yet he was continually voted into office. Was nobody paying attention? Did we just simply not care? How about some Bidenisms? Let's do with that. This is God's truth. This is really, honestly, taking the Lord's name in vain. Come on, man. That one never gets old. My word, as a Biden. Seriously? We can't rely on the media to expose it because the media doesn't report the news. They've become like the fans at a women's soccer game. And right now, their team is a team of fascists. He remained a career politician as a known, proven, stark, unequivocal liar, like I said. So I asked you this, my savage friend. Does the truth matter? Or maybe better yet, when did the truth cease to matter? And when will we not allow this to be the norm, to be our future? Now, I may sound as if I'm a believer in unicorns, but I want to go back to the time when the one beaming behind me here, Abe, Honest Abe, was the leader of our country. Not that any human was perfect, not at all saying that, But that we could believe in the ruling documents of our country, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the media, no matter which side was to face incrimination, the people had access to information to make informed decisions as to the significant issues that affected their lives. We need the hope of an honest age, and we can get it back. We have to just decide if we truly want and can truly handle the savage truth. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And as always, remember, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.